But we know their position and the situation they are on. So the aqeedah, it is the light that Ahlul Sunnah, the ulama of the da'wah salafiyya, they use to expose and refute the people that they are enemy to this da'wah al-salafiyya, and the people they are enemy to al-Islam. So therefore, ya ikhwan, the importance of understanding this issue of aqeedah. He said, as opposed to those people that they are opposing the aqeedah and opposing the minhaj of the scholars of a da'wah al-salafiyya, they connect the people to newspapers. They connect the people to events that take place on TVs and radios. And they connect them to that what is so called the fiqh al-waqa, the fiqh of reality and the fiqh of these days. And this is something, he said, that we see and we hear every day. All what they call into, everyone knows about it. Can they bring something that is new? Can they bring something that is beneficial to the individuals and something that is purify the heart and something that keep the people focusing on the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the correct aqeedah and on correct minhaj that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left us with? And he said, why? Because the situation and the position of the ummah will never get better except if they know the aqeedah of the da'wah salafiyyah, except that they know the aqeedah that da'wah salafiyyah is calling to. But ya ikhwan, he said, how are they going to get to that? Meaning the people of desires and innovation, since they use their feelings when they make a decision. They're not making decisions based on text from the book and from the sunnah. And when he said, when the ulama and the scholars of the da'wah salafiyya, they talk to them about the aqeedah, they find and they witness from their side the ignorance about this aqeedah. Because for really and for sure, if they really understood truly the meaning of the correct aqeedah, they will know the importance of the aqeedah. But since they ignore the aqeedah completely, how are they going to know the importance and the virtue and the benefits that comes out of that correct and sound aqeedah? And he said, we'll give you some examples from the history of this da'wah al-salafiyya. And for instance, in the lifetime of Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, and you know the fitna of those people that they said the Quran is created. And then the Imam Ahmad, he stand firm against this fitna, and he stand firm like one ummah until they call him Al-Imam Ahmad, Imam Ahl Sunnah, the Imam of the people of the Sunnah, As-Sabir ala al-Mihna, the one who is a patient toward tribulation and the trials, وَالْخَارِجِ مِنَ الْفِتْنَةِ, and he is the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him victory and make a way out for him from the fitna and from those trials. And when we come to the time of Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, Shaykh al-Islam, and he stands firm against the fitna and the trials of the Shia or al-Qadariyya wal-Mu'tazila. He was strong and firm, him and his students, and they refute and they expose the corrupt aqeedah, the aqeedah of the people of al-Qadariyya wal-Mu'tazila wal-Shi'a. So he make an impact on them, and he make an impact on giving them true meaning of the aqeedah. He said, without that, ya ikhwan, the tashayyu', the Shi'a will be more in danger, the danger of the Shi'a and the Mu'tazila and the Jahmiyya will be more imminent in this time. And also in the time of Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah, when he shed the lights on Tawheed al-Uluhiyya, the Tawheed of worship, because in his time the people they forgot about the Tawheed and they engage in all kinds of shirk. They used to worship the grave, and they used to ask people instead to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he refuted that aqeedah, that corrupt aqeedah from one side, and in the same way he called the people to the correct and the sound aqeedah. And he said, the people of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, ya ikhwan, there is no way and any time or any place that one single one of them of among the scholars of da'wah salafiyya that he keeps silent or that he compromises against the aqeedah and against the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, they stand firm with patience and with full energy to grant victory to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by clarifying the issue of the aqeedah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran al-Kareem, verily if you grant victory to the deen of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant victory for you, and He will make your feet firm upon the haqq. And then the Shaykh said, wallahi, by Allah, and by Allah, and by Allah, there is no way, ya ikhwan, that this aqeedah should be grant the victory only by the silah, by the arms, or by the numbers of the people. This is not how we're going to grant the aqeedah Islam and protect the Islam. Because those arms, ya ikhwan, if we reflect upon them, they are made in those countries that they are enemies to al-Islam. They are made, all the arms that the Muslims they want to use for jihad, they want to use to grant victory to the aqeedah and the Islam, these arms are made by Jews and Christians. Made by those people that we pass takfir on them by the text from the book and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he asked a question, he said, is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is gonna grant us victory by us using an arm that is made by the enemies of Islam? But it's made by the enemies of Islam. Rather, the weapon that we have to use is the weapon that those enemies of the Islam doesn't have, which is the aqeedah, which is the correct aqeedah. This is the weapon that we have to use. So if we want that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us victory. And he said that's why the importance, the ikhwan, that the scholars of Ahlul Sunnah, the da'wah salafiyah, they connect the people to the aqeedah. This is how they grant the victory. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if you grant victory to the deen of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you a victory. And also in another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant victory to those who grant victory to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as if we're just going to live in misconceptions and in a situation that we don't know nothing about the aqeedah. All the information about the deen, we know them from the highlights and from the newspapers and magazines. This is not the way, ya ikhwan. This is the way of our enemies. The enemy of Islam, they want us to get busy with these things so we can forget the aqeedah and forget the asas and the foundation of this deen, and the asas and the foundation that's going to give a rectification and give a prosperity to this ummah, the ummah of the Muslimin.
ومن أعظم جهود الدعوة السلفية في نصرة العقيدة فوق توضيحها وكشف الشبهات عنها والرد على المخالف لها وربط الأمة بها أمر فوق هذا كله، وهو حمايتهم لها وحملهم إياها ليأخذها الخالف عن السالف، والأبناء عن الآباء، والأحفاد عن الأجداد، لتكون سلسلة محكمة الاتصال متواصلة الحلقات لا انخرام فيها ولا قطع يعتريها. ولولا ذاك لدخل الداخلون واندس المندسون وتسلل المتسللون، لكن إحكام أهل العلم لهذا الترابط في الحماية والحراسة أغلق على هؤلاء الأبواب كلها. ولقد ذكرنا في النقطة السابقة نماذج حية من لدن الإمام أحمد، ومرورا شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله، ثم وصولا إلى الإمام محمد بن الوهاب، ثم انتهاء إلى علمائنا وأئمتنا المعاصرين شيخ ابن باز، شيخ الألباني، وشيخ ابن عثيمين، ومن سار على مثل ما هم عليه كالشيخ مقبل رحمه الله، مقبل ابن هادي الوادعي، وكالشيخ ربيع ابن هادي المدخلي، وغيرهما من أهل العلم الذين ندعو الله بالرحمة لأمواتهم وطول الحياة وحسن العمل لأحيائهم. فيا أيها الإخوة في الله، ذكرنا كيف تولى أهل العلم ربط الأمة بعقيدتها وحمايتهم لها، أعني للعقيدة، حتى وصل بنا القول، ولا نريد أن نكرر إلى هذا الزمان، وكيف وقف علماؤنا وقفة صامدة مرابطة ثابتة تأسيس العقيدة وتأصيلها وتثبيتها وترسيخها، وذلك في سائر أبوابها من مسائل الصفات والألوهية والقدر والإيمان وغير هذا كله. وأريد أن أذكر من ذلك مسألة واحدة، وهي مسألة الإيمان التي وقف فيها علماؤنا الموقف الشرعي الوسط الذي لا فيه نقص ولا شطط، المنهج الشرعي الثابت الذي أراد أن يحرفه الجهلة والنوابت من خارجي متعصب أو من مرجئ متفلت، من خارجي يريد التكفير للناس في صغير الأمور أو في كبيرها على حسب ما يهوى ويتمنى، ومن مرجئ متفلت يقول للناس قولوا لا إله إلا الله ولا تفعلوا شيئا فإن الكلمة تنجيكم وتغنيكم، فهذا باطل وذلك باطل، والحق ما عليه أهل السنة السنية وأصحاب العقيدة السلفية، ومما تعلمناه وتلقناه وتلقيناه عن علمائنا المرضيين وأئمتنا السلفيين وبخاصة منهم أولئك الأكابر الثلاثة، أن الإيمان قول وعمل يزيد بالطاعات وينقص بالمعاصي والسيئات، وكما أن الكفر وكما أن الإيمان قول وعمل فكذلك الكفر قول وعمل، ولا نقول كما تقول الخوارج ولا نشتط كما تشتط المرجئة، ولكننا نربط أنفسنا وإخواننا بعقيدتنا المبنية أصلا على كتاب الله وعلى سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. ولما سمع الإمام الشيخ ابن عثيمين رحمه الله بعض أذناب الخوارج يتكلمون ببعض الكلمات والمصطلحات قال هذه طنطنة لا فائدة منها، الكافر من كفره الله ورسوله. بمعنى ماذا؟ بمعنى أن يرتبط الناس في عقائدهم بالكتاب والسنة، لا أن يرتبطوا بالأهواء أو المصطلحات التي قد تأخذهم وتجيء بهم وقد يستغلها البعض ليمرر تحتها ومن خلالها ويدس فيها كثيرا من آرائه المسمومة ومن أفكاره المذمومة. فوقف أهل العلم صابرين مترابطين متعاونين، ومن أجمل وأجلى الأدلة على ذلك ذلك المجلس العلمي الذي تكلم فيه شيخنا رحمه الله عن فتنة التكفير وخطرها في الأمة، ثم قام بنشرها بعض الأفاضل في بعض الصحف والمجلات، فاطلع عليها الشيخ ابن باز وقرضها وأثنى عليها وأوصى بنشرها، فقرأت في مجلس الشيخ ابن عثيمين رحمه الله فعلق عليها وأيدها وأثنى عليها. وهكذا يكون التواصل العلمي في الحراسة والحماية لهذه العقيدة السلفية أصلا وغاية، ورفعا للراية وتثبيتا لتلكم الأصول التي نصروا وينصرون بها عقيدة السلف ومنهج السلف.
So the Sheikh Hafidhullah, he said, and also from the most important efforts that the scholars of the Da'wah Salafiyya, they made and they come up with and they practice in preserving the Aqidah As-Sahiha, and from all the things, Ya Ikhwan, that we mentioned until now, and all these things that they are doing to protect the Aqidah from all those shubuhat and those misconceptions that we mentioned, all that, Ya Ikhwan, they do it so they can keep this Aqidah sound, so that it will be passed from a father to a son, and so it will be passed from a generation to a generation the way it is, with no changing that occurs on it, with no addition and with no subtraction. That's why we want you to understand why the ulama and the scholars of Ahlul Sunnah and the scholars of the Da'wah Salafiyyah, they focus on this issue of the aqidah. Because if the aqidah is not sound, and the issue of the aqidah and the subject that deals with the aqidah, they are not sound, therefore these people that come generation after generation, they're not gonna have the same aqidah. Especially when we know that the enemy of the Islam, they are right there waiting to jump on any occasion to change this aqidah. And we gave you the examples through the history when we mentioned Al-Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah, Wal-Imam Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, wa Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah, and how they all of them stand firm against any temptation from the people and the enemy of Islam. And until these days of the scholars of these days, our beloved scholars of these days, the like of Ibn Baz rahimahullah, wa Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah, wa Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah, and the like of Shaykh Muqbil ibn Hadi al-Wadi'i rahimahullah, and the like of the Shaykh Rabi', and all the other scholars, that they follow their way and they follow their manhaj. And he said that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant mercy and to bestow His mercy on those ones that they passed away, and to give the tabat and the husnul amal, and that to give the good actions and the good understanding to those ones that they still alive. So my dear beloved brothers and sisters, the Shaykh said that we mention the connection, that how the scholars, they connect the people to the aqidah, and how they connect them to the aqidah sahiha, and how they stand firm against all the temptation from the people of desires and the people of whims and desires and innovations. So why? So they can let no door open and no room for those people to come and add anything in the issues of the aqidah, in the sifat, in the uluhiyyah, in the qadr, in the iman, on in any aspect of the aqidah. And he said that, inshallah, I would like to shed the light on one aspect and one issue and subject, that is the issue of aqidah, which is the issue of iman, issue of belief, that our scholars, they stand firm and they refute and expose those people from al-khawarij and from the murji'ah that they talked in the issue of the iman with no knowledge. And he said this is the asl thabit, this is a foundation that is firm, and there is a firm in the deen of al-Islam. He said why? Because the khawarij, they say takfir upon everyone, he make a minor or major, they don't care. Why? Because they follow in their whims and their desires. As opposed to murji'ah, they said okay, you can do whatever you do, as long as you say la ilaha illallah, you will be saved. And he said these two statements of al-khawarij and the opinion of al-murji'ah, they all of them batil and falsehood. Rather the truth is that what is the ahlus sunnah, ahlus salaf, they are upon. Why? Because they get their proofs and their knowledge from the book of Allah and from the sunnah, which are the two sources of the al-aqidah as-sahihah. Why? He said because we understood and we learned from our beloved eminent scholars that the iman is a statement by the tongue, and it is an action and belief, and it increases and it decreases. And it's not like the khawarij and the murji'ah, they say, and they connect the people to their whims and to their desires. Rather, ya ikhwan, the scholars of Ahlul Da'wah Salafiyyah, they connect the people to the book of Allah and to the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said the like when our beloved Shaykh rahimahullah, Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah, when he mentioned in one of his majlis the bid'ah and the danger of a takfir, and the danger of a takfir, and he brought a very good explanation and clarification about the issue of a takfir. And he said, and some people, they wrote down what the Shaykh mentioned, and they gave it to other scholars, and one of them is Shaykh Ibn Baz rahimahullah. So when he read what the Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah said about the issue of a takfir, he agreed with him, and he gave him a victory and he supported him. And he said, likewise, when Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah, he received one copy of that also. He agreed with him and he supported him. And he said, this is how the ta'awun. And this is how the scholars of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah of Al-Da'wah Al-Salafiyyah, they help one another. And he said, Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah, when certain people they come to talk to him about what Al-Khawarij and Al-Murji'ah they brought, and they said about the things of Al-Takfir, he said, don't pay no attention and no mind to that. Because the kafir, it is the one who is kafir based on a proof from the book of Allah and from the sunnah of his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore the importance, ya ikhwan, and we know the importance that the ulama and the scholars of the da'wah salafiyyah, they know that the importance of the aqidah, and that this is the foundation of the deen, and this is if the deen will be upright, and if the religion of someone wants to be upright or right, he has to take care of the issue of the aqidah.
ولقد لزم ترتبا على هذه الجهود المتميزة في نصرة العقيدة أن تتميز الدعوة السلفية عن غيرها بها، أعني بالعقيدة، وهذا التميز يرفعهم عن غيرهم جماعات وأفرادا، فإن الآخرين اجتمعوا على الأحزاب والعصبيات والطرق والجماعات والألوان والألسن، بينما لم تكن الدعوة السلفية لتأتلم كلمتها وتأتلف وحدتها إلا على عقيدة السلف، وبالتالي فإن مواقفهم صغيرها وكبيرها مبنية على العقيدة من غير نظر إلى أشياء أخرى قد يقدمها بعض الناس عليها. وأنا أتذكر قصة جرت بين بعض الدعاة السلفيين وبين بعض الحزبيين الذين كانوا يؤيدون الشيعة الشنيعة في ثورتهم البائسة قبل 20 عاما أو أكثر بقليل. فقال السلفي للحزبي، كيف تؤيدون هؤلاء وعقائدهم باطلة وعقائدهم فاسدة، يسبون الصحابة ويقولون. فإذا بذاك المسكين يقول وهو يظن أنه يحسن صنعا، قال نحن نؤيد الشيعة سياسيا لا عقائديا. فقال له ذاك، يا مسكين، هذه هي العلمانية المقنعة التي أنتم تقيمون الدنيا عليها، وإذا أنتم أوائل الواقعين بها. مثل هذه الضلالة لا تنطلي على سلفي ولا يقع فيها سني، لأنه لم يتميز مما تميز به بأكثر من تميزه من العقيدة أو بالعقيدة، فكيف يخالفها؟ نعم قد يخطئ، لكنه لا يخطئ في أصل من الأصول، فإن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول، كل بني آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون.
And the Sheikh Hafidhullah, he said, from the result and the fruits that come out of these efforts of the scholars of Ahlul Sunnah and the scholars of Da'wah Salafiyyah, that this Da'wah Salafiyyah become distinguished from all the other Da'awat by what? By this Aqidah. Because they take care of the Aqidah, and that's why the Da'wah Salafiyyah is distinguished. And that's why the Da'wah Salafiyyah is raised up levels by individuals and by the groups. Why? Because he said the other people, the non-Salafi, they gather together on the ahzab, on by making parties, on ways that different from the way of a Salaf or Salih, based on colors, skin colors, based on tongues and languages. Rather, as opposed to the da'wah salafiyyah, they gather upon the aqidah of a salaf al-salih. And all their mawaqif, and all their statements, and all their opinions, and all their statements, they were based on this aqidah only. And he said, I remember a story that took a place between one of the du'at from the Salafiyin and one of the Hizbiyin. Those people that they have allegiance, they are from those people that call to Pardism and Hizbiyya. And this Hizbi and that person, he used to give the wala and support the Shia in the revolution that took place some 20 years ago. And he said, the Salafi, he said to that poor Hizbi, that one who doesn't know what he's talking about, he said to him, how come that you support these people while their aqidah is crooked, while you know that they insult the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim, and their aqidah is away from the aqidah of the Salaf al-Salih and from the aqidah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The Hizbi said, we don't, out of ignorance, he said, we don't support them in their aqidah. We support them only in the issues of a politic. In politics we support them, but we don't support them and we give them no hand in the issues of aqidah. So therefore that Salafi, he said to him, oh, you're foolish. This is the ilmaniyya. This is the thing that you are calling the people to avoid, and therefore you got up and you fell into that by yourself. He said, meet the like of this misguidance. None of the people of the Ahl Sunnah and the people of As-Salafiyyah, As-Sahihah, no one can fall in that mistake. He said, rather we know that they are human beings, they may make a mistake, but they never made the mistakes in the usul and in the principles of the deen and the principles of the aqidah. And we know that the Prophet ﷺ, he said, all the sons of Adam are khata'un, they make mistakes, but amongst those who made the mistakes, the best of them are those who repent afterwards.
إخواني إن جهود علماء الدعوة السلفية في نصر عقيدتهم كثيرة لا يستوعبها مجلس ولا مجلسان، ولكننا ذكرنا أهمها وأشهرها وأكبرها. ومن ذلك الذي لم نذكره التأليف فيها، والتأليف فيها وحده قد يحتاج إلى مجلس خاص، لأن مؤلفات العلماء السلفيين في نصرة عقيدتهم كثيرة وكثيرة جدا، منذ فجر التاريخ العلمي وإلى هذه الساعة وهم يؤلفون ويصنفون. ولو نظرت في الكتب المخطوطة التي لم ترى النور ولم تطبع لرأيتها أضعاف أضعاف ما هو مطبوع، لرأيت الألوف المؤلفة من الكتب التي صنفها العلماء السلفيون وطلبة العلم السنيون في ذلك. وليس هذا مبالغة أيها الإخوة في الله، ولكنه الحق والواقع. فالتأليف في العقيدة أيضا من أوضح جهود علماء الدعوة السلفية في نصرة عقيدتهم السنية. أسأل الله العظيم رب العرش الكريم أن يوفقنا للقيام بجهد من هذه الجهود المبرورة، لنكون أهلا لهذه العقيدة السلفية المنصورة، إنه سبحانه ولي ذلك والقادر عليه. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
And in the Shaykh Hafidahullah, he said that the efforts of the scholars of Da'wah Salafiyyah, they are many, and that we mention many of them, but we cannot mention all of them, because it will take more than one lecture or two, or more than one day or two, to shed the light on all the efforts of the scholars of Da'wah Salafiyyah in supporting and granting victory to the Aqidah. But we mention some of them, and some of them also, he said, the ta'lif, writing books pertaining to this subject and preserving the aqidah. And he said, even this issue of writing books, it may take us one whole day, one whole lecture. Because the mu'allafat and the books that have been written by the... If we just look, if you only know the number of the books that they're not even printed yet, you will know that they are even more than the books they are already out in the market. And he said, this is not mubalagha, it's not, we're not exaggeration, this is no exaggeration, but this is the truth. He said, therefore the ta'leef, writing books that support the aqeedah, writing books that make clarification to the aqeedah, writing books that connect the people to the sound aqeedah, this is one of the main importance of the jobs and the efforts that the ulama and the scholars of the da'wah, the salafiyyah, they made to support and grant victory to the aqeedah. And in the end he made dua and he said, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us success so we can come up and do some of these efforts that the scholars of the da'wah salafiyyah they make, so we can support the aqeedah insha'Allah.
Alhamdulillah. We want to take about 5 to 10 minutes for questions insha'Allah, and we want the questions to be related to the topic of discussion insha'Allah ta'ala. And please write them down and send them up, and if you have a question that's not related to the topic, please note that on the schedule at 5:40 to 6:30 insha'Allah there will be a question and answer session with Sheikh Hisham Al-Arif insha'Allah ta'ala. So we'll save your questions if they're not related to the topic for that time, but if you have a question related to the topic, please write it down and send it up to our brother so he can translate them insha'Allah ta'ala.
هنا أيها الإخوة سؤالان، سؤال باللغة العربية أسأله أنا مباشرة أو أذكره، وسؤال باللغة الإنجليزية يذكره أخونا المترجم حفظه الله بعد الجواب عن السؤال الأول. أقول السائل، ما موقفنا من الطالبان في أفغانستان؟ هل هم على عقيدة أهل السنة والجماعة؟ فأقول قد سألت بنفسي في مسجد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الشيخ شمس الدين الأفغاني السلفي قبل بضع سنوات، في أول ما خرجت الطالبان وانتشرت واشتهرت قبيل وفاة الشيخ جميل الشيخ شمس الدين السلفي ببضعة أشهر، فقال لي هؤلاء صوفية أشعرية. وأنا أقول كان الأفغان في أول أمرهم يقاتلون السوفيات والروس والشيوعيين، فالآن من يقاتلون؟ إذا عرفنا الجواب نعرف القول والحق والصواب.
So the question was, what is the ruling pertaining to Taliban in Afghanistan? Are they to be considered from the people of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah? So the Shaykh, he said, I say that myself, meaning the Shaykh, said myself, I asked in the Haram, in the Masjid, in Saudi, in... He said that he was in the masjid of the Prophet ﷺ in Medina, and he asked the Shaykh Shamsuddin al-Afghani al-Salafi. He's from Afghanistan and he knows about the issues over there. He said a few months before he died, and he asked him about the same question, and he said that he said to him that they are a Sufi Ash'ari, meaning that their aqeedah is the aqeedah of a Sufiyyah and of the Ash'ariyyah. And he said, look, ya Ikhwan, if you reflect on the issue now, what's taking place in Afghanistan. He said, in the beginning, they were fighting against who? Against the Russians, against the enemies of Islam. But now, who they are fighting against? He said, if you know the answer to that, you will know the answer to that question. The second question, what is the answer to those who say that the most important issue of our time is al-hakimiyyah, as they call to tawheed al-hakimiyyah, just as Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abd al-Wahhab gave importance to tawheed al-uluhiyyah in his time? يقول السؤال، ما جوابكم على من يزعم ويقول أن أهم موضوع أو موضوع الساعة اليوم هو الحاكمية، وأنهم يقولون أن توحيد الحاكمية يأتي في نفس مرتبة الأهمية كما التي أعطاها شيخ الإسلام محمد بن عبد الوهاب لتوحيد الألوهية في زمانه.
الجواب على ذلك باختصار شديد أن الأصل أن لا يقال توحيد الحاكمية، لأن أقسام التوحيد معروفة، وكلمة توحيد الحاكمية هذه من بدع المتأخرين ولم تعرف عند أهل العلم أجمعين، والحكم بما أنزل الله جزء من توحيد الألوهية وتوحيد الربوبية معا، له صلة بهذا وله صلة بذاك، وبالتالي فإن قيام الأمة بالتوحيد هو قيام لها بالحاكمية. أما النقطة الثانية فإن الحاكمية التي يريدها هؤلاء المخالفون لنا الذين يجعلون الحاكمية دينهم وديدنهم، إنما مشكلتهم أنهم يحصرون هذه الحاكمية فقط في الحكام، والأصل أن تكون الحاكمية في المحكوم والحاكم والداعي إلى ذلك سواء بسواء. فترانا ننصحهم ونذكرهم ونقيم الحجة عليهم ونبين لهم حكم الله وحكم رسوله، ثم يرفضون التحاكم إلى الشرع ويطالبون غيرهم بالتحاكم إلى الشرع. كبر مقتا عند الله أن تقولوا ما لا تفعلون. نعم.
So the Sheikh Habibullah, he said, the answer to this question is relevant and it is easy, inshallah. Because the asl and the principle in that is not to be said Tawheed al-Hakimiyyah. There is no principle, no foundation to that Tawheed al-Hakimiyyah, to this name. This is a bid'ah and innovation that these lost mubtadi'ah and innovators they come up with. And he said the hukum is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a part of the aqsam of al-tawheed, of the aspect of al-tawheed. As for the hakimiyya that they are calling the people to, and that they making from it the time and the issue on the subject of the hour, why? Because they, ikhwan, they differ from us. And they, because why they restricted the hakimiyya to what? They restricted to the rulers. All what they want to talk about is the rulers. Rather, ya ikhwan, the hakimiyya comes concern the ruler and the one who's been ruled and the one who is intermediary between them, the one who is making clear this issue of a hakimiyya. So therefore, ya ikhwan, he said, the Shaykh said, that when we call those people to make Allah as the judge between them, between the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah and between their innovation, they refuses. They don't want to come and sit down. They refuses and don't want to come and sit down. And he said they are the ones that are calling to Hakimiyya and they refuse to sit down and to make that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be the true judge. And he said they are the ones that are calling to something but they don't want to act on it, and they are the ones that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about them, you call the people to something and you are acting on something else. This is a great and evil thing that you call people to something and you're not, in matter of fact, acting upon it.
Inshallah ta'ala, the Shaykh will take two more questions, inshallah, and then the rest will stay for the question and answer session, bi'ithnillah.
السؤال or the question in English, please advise us how do we know as new Muslims with little knowledge which group and organization is right and which are wrong. يقول السائل أو السائلة من فضلكم انصحونا كيف نعرف ونعلم إذا علمتم أننا مسلمون جدد في الإسلام وعندنا قليل من العلم كيف نعرف ونفرق بين الفرق وبين الجماعات؟ من هو على الحق ومن أولئك الذين ليسوا على الحق أي هم على الباطل؟
حقيقة هذا سؤال كبير وكبير جدا. أقول جوابا عليه باختصار: كيف عرف هذا المسلم المهتدي الجديد أن الإسلام هو الحق وأن بقية الأديان ليست على الحق؟ بالقاعدة نفسها ومن خلال الطريق نفسه يعرف أن منهج السلف هو الحق وأن المناهج الأخرى المخالفة منحرفة عن الحق. وهذا في الحقيقة يحتاج توفيقا من الله. يقول الإمام الأوزاعي: إن من سعادة الحدث عن الصغير والأعجمي، أي من كان مثلا كافرا وأسلم، أن يوفقه الله لرجل من أهل السنة. فإن لم يتيسر فلا بد أن يربط نفسه بالكتاب والسنة وأن يتعلم القرآن والتفسير و البخاري ومسلما حتى تكون عنده قاعدة يميز من خلالها ما يسمع أو ما يقرأ أو ما يدعى هو إليه. أما بغير القاعدة فلن يميز. الآن كثير منا قد يرى بعض الأشياء، مثلا الأساس في منزله قد يكون بعضه مغشوشا وبعضه جيدا. كيف يستطيع أن يميز المغشوش من الجيد إذا لم يكن عنده خبرة في الأثاث وعلم بالأخشاب وسائر الأدوات التي يصنع هذا الأثاث منها؟ وكذلك الدين والمناهج والجماعات، إذا لم تعرف القاعدة التي تنطلق منها لترد على هذا أو تقتنع بذلك فلن تستطيع الاستمرار. ولكن أبشر المخلصين الصادقين الذين تركوا دينهم الماضي مما ورثوه عن الآباء والأجداد بكل سهولة، ومما ألفوه وعاشوه واعتادوه بكل سهولة، صاروا مسلمين. أبشرهم ببشارتين. البشارة الأولى لا أظن أحدا منهم تخفى عليه، وهو أن لهم أجرين. الأجر الأول أجر إيمانهم بعيسى المسيح عليه الصلاة والسلام، والأجر الثاني أجر إيمانهم بنبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأما الثانية فهي أن أقول كما قال الله: إن الذين آمنوا يهديهم ربهم بإيمانهم. فإذا علم الله إخلاصا من نفوسنا فسيهدينا ويسددنا ويثبتنا، ولا يمنعنا هذا من أن نتعلم ونطلب العلم لتكون عندنا قاعدة التمييز التي نعرف من خلالها الباطل لننقضه والحق لنتبعه.
So the Shaykh Hafidhahullah, in answering, giving an answer to this question, he said, in reality, this is a very big and large and a huge question. That the answer to this question, it may take a long time. But he said, in brief, he wants to begin his answer by a question. He said, how is that new Muslim that Allah guided him to Islam, how did he know that the Islam it is the haqq? How did he know that the Islam it is the truth and the other religion and some of them that he was upon, they are for too? He said, with the same way and the same manner that he gets to know that the Islam it is the haqq and the truth and he followed it, he can apply the same rule and the same foundation to know the answer to that question. But he said, inshallah, I'm going to bring some explanation to that. He said this issue needs some success and tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Al-Imam Al-Awza'i rahimahullah, he said, from the happiness, from the thing that makes someone happy, meaning the person who become a Muslim, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided him to a person from the people of Ahlul Sunnah, to teach him the Sunnah. But he said, if there is nobody around the area where you are, the people on the Sunnah, you should strive to learn the Quran, to learn the Tafsir, to read in the book of Al-Bukhari or Muslim, so you can have a foundation and a base, so you can distinguish between what is from Al-Islam and what is not from Al-Islam. He said, a lot of people now, he said, well, let's give you just example that you understand, all of you. The furniture that you have in your homes and her houses, if you buy a piece of furniture, how do you know that this is a good piece or this is something that you've been deceived? Like they give you a piece with the price and they tell you this is a big, you know, this is a name and a brand, but in matter of fact it is not. How do you know the difference? If you don't know, have no knowledge about wood, if you don't know, have no knowledge about the thing that they've been that they use it to make that piece of furniture, you won't know the difference if you were given a good piece, a masterpiece, or not given that. So he said the same thing, Ya Ikhwan, applies on that. But he says, look, subhanAllah, I will give you two glad tidings for those brothers and sisters that they become a Muslim. Why? Because they leave off and they live away and alone the deen and religion of their father. They easily become Jews or Christians because they didn't make no effort. They find they were raised on that, and they become on their religion. But now since they become a Muslim, by his own knowledge, they will give him two glad tidings. He said the first one that most of you know, that he will give him two rewards. Those people they were not Muslim and they become Muslim, they will give him two rewards. The first one, because they believed in Isa alayhi salam, and then they believed in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the other one, because if they believe in the deen of Islam. And he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily Allah guides those who have a belief because of that belief that they have in their heart. So therefore he said, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala know our iman and our belief, and we are striving to be on the right path, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send us on that path. But we have to have some knowledge so we can distinguish between the haqq and between the falsehood.
طيب يا إخوة, we're going to end the session there inshallah, and remind you that Salat, the Iqama for Salat al-Asr is at 5:25 inshallah in the grand ballroom upstairs, and the rest of the questions inshallah we'll save for the question and answer session at 5:40 to 6:30 with Shaykh Hisham al-Arif inshallah ta'ala wa barakallahu fiqh.
Assalamu alaikum.